This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Southern Illinois University Edwardsville will be helping people interested in the film and TV industry get their foot in the door and hopefully help the state attract more productions to the Metro East and beyond. The university has been awarded a grant from the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity to launch a film and TV workforce training program. Dr. Suman Mishra is professor and chair of the Department of Mass Communication at SIUE.
We recently got a grant from the Illinois government to do the workforce training. It is a paid training. The trainees will get about $1,200 a stipend in order to do this training. The idea is to develop the workforce in Illinois regards to television and film. Film and television industry get more tax credit to do their work here, there is a need for a workforce who can support these industries. So there was a grant, and we applied for the grant, and we got that grant, and so we will be taking part in this kind of training.
How many applicants do you anticipate for this?
So our cohort is supposed to be about 10 to 14, so we have three cohorts. We don't know. We are doing it for the first time, so we have no idea how many applications we will get. We are just, putting the word out right now. Maybe in a month's time, we will be in a better position to say how many applications we have got.
What will the training be like?
So this is, we have weekend trainings. So it is 80-hour training. We have one cohort which will train on weekends, and then we have two other cohorts where the training will take place in two consecutive weeks. The training will involve both the film and television aspects of it. So from production aspect to the basic etiquettes on sets. So it runs a whole gamut. The idea is that anybody who does this training can get an entry-level position.
Welcome back. After a warm fall in the Midwest, weather forecasters say that we might have more of the same.
You're hearing students working on a TV production in the university's newly renovated control room and studio, the same facility that the new film and TV workforce training program will utilize to give the cohort hands-on experience with a crew on a real set.
It's going to give them introductions to entry-level jobs, either on television sets or productions and film sets and productions. So it really is going to be something that I don't know where it really exists anywhere else.
Teresa Pauly, broadcast engineer in the Mass Comm department at SIUE.
There's a lot of need for this type of work in, to attract film and TV productions. And they just don't have that workforce. So our hope is that this will help build that and attract more film and television production.
Because I can imagine for these productions, it's probably pretty costly if they were to bring all of their staffing needs into the state.
Exactly. When these productions come in, they don't bring, the PAs, the production assistants, or, gophers, or even, audio assistants. They hire a lot of local people.
Is this the kind of thing that could lead people into other positions within the industry? Is it a stepping stone?
Absolutely. I mean, I think we all know that any industry, if you can get your foot in the door, it helps, right? But this industry is so different. How do you do that? How many jobs really are there? How do you network? How do you get on that first set or on that first production? Once you do that and you do a good job, you can just keep going from there.
That's Teresa Pauley, broadcast engineer, and Dr. Suman Mishra, chair of the Department of Mass Communications at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.